NFL experience, then this is the show for you. This is Up on Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
Did you hear that? LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress?
It's a show with three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. And now, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Welcome into the show, everyone. Happy weekend to everyone out there. We're really excited to come to you today. LeVar Arrington, Plaxico Burress, TJ Houshmandzadeh. This is Up on Game.
Man, while I got my mask on, I was really about to talk through my mask.
Whoa.
I just realized I take this thing off.
We've been playing a lot of Mortal Kombat in my house, so, you know, they're able to say, "Get over here!" with mask on the face and all that stuff. It seemed like it worked out pretty good. How y'all doing, fellas? Everything good?
Feel real good. Football about to start. So you
football.
Feel real, once they start reporting to training camp, baby, here we go.
I tell you what, football is officially on, and we'll get to all of that and more. We got some great topics to get to. Obviously, A-Rod is a big, and we ain't talking about the baseball one. We're talking about the Aaron Rodgers for the Green Bay Packers. Right, we'll get to it. We'll talk about it, man. Zeke Elliott, he had some pretty interesting things to say. Jerry Jones had some pretty interesting things to say. But before we jump into our topics, man, we just got to thank all our affiliates out there. We appreciate all the support, everything that you guys do, the local programmers and all that stuff, our directors there. We appreciate our growing family. This Fox Sports Radio experience has been amazing, and it continues to be amazing, and we continue to try to give you guys the best content that we can possibly give you. So make sure you check them out. You can check us out at foxsportsradio.com. You could go to the iHeartRadio app, or you could check things out on Sirius XM 83. Make sure you check us out, man. And you can listen to our podcast as well, wherever you download your podcast. Put some star ratings up there, you know, upload it, you know, all that good stuff. Leave a comment. We'd love to do it. Okay, fellas, this has been a hot button topic week, and obviously we come out of the NBA Finals. Shots out to the Milwaukee Bucks. We know that Plexico.
We got to give you your credit, Plex.
He predicted
from the outset. Gotta give you your credit,
Plex Adamus.
Pat yourself on the back for me.
Thank you. Called it out
the gate.
Plex Adamus got it right.
Hey, TJ, that might be the nicest thing you ever said to me, man. I appreciate you.
You got to get credit where credit is due. You ain't calling it when the playoffs started. You called it out the gate. Kind of how I called that Super Bowl winner out the gate. You did the same thing.
And we will get back to Giannis because I got a great question for you guys on that one. But let's start here. Let's get back to the gridiron and have a conversation, a candid conversation. You know, we live in a world right now where it's very sensitive. Things are done in a very, very mob-like mentality. And, you know, everybody has their own opinions of how to handle things right now as it applies to equality, justice, and different things like that. And, you know, we had a situation take place this week with Prime Time. Now, he's prime to us because he's our colleague. We know him. We've played with him. We've played against him, Pause. We have a relationship with Prime. But to those who don't know him and to those who meet him or talk with him or interview him, I would assume that you would acknowledge him as either Coach Prime or Coach Sanders or even Coach Dion. But I would assume that you would level up and give him a coach before you say his name. We have the audio. We have the sound. If you haven't heard it already, we have the sound on that. And then I want to touch on Ben Maller. Ben Maller is a legendary host here at FSR, and he had some interesting comments on it as well. I want to listen to how Dion's situation played out. Then I want to listen to what Ben had to say about it. And then I want to listen to what you guys had to say about it. And, oh, by the way, we are going to open this up to our callers as well. So make sure once you hear it, you get in 877-996-6369. Ryan, shots out. Hey, is Ralphie back there? Shouts out to Ralphie back there for our trending. Who we got on the board? Who's my man on the board? Yeah, D. Brown. Y'all know what it is.
They got to figure it out.
Skip to my Lou if you're nasty. All right, let me get that sound. Do we have the sound up and ready to go? We're waiting to get the sound. It's coming, and now we're here. Let's get this sound.
Oh, let's back up a little bit. You don't call Nick Saban Nick. Don't call me Dion.
I call Nick Saban Nick.
No, you don't. That's a lie. If you call Nick Nick, you know you'll get cussed out on the spot. So don't do that to me. Treat me like Nick.
Okay, Dion.
Okay, so that silence, that awkward silence that you had right there was Dion getting up from doing the Skype or Zoom, whichever one it was, interview with this reporter in particular. Now, Dion smiled. Dion was courteous and cordial. This is not me defending Dion because I really don't believe that Dion needs defending. If you know Prime, you know he does just fine defending himself. Here's what our legendary host, Ben Maller, had to say on the topic, and then I want to hear what you guys got to say after.
But as a grown-up, I generally address other grown-ups by their name. That's usually how I roll. Maybe I'm out of date, out of touch and all that. But from my neighborhood, where I grew up, that's respect, right? You call somebody by their name. That's respect. Or if they have a nickname, you call them the nickname. But Dion, here's the thing you have to remember. It's up to the media, the individual reporter, to decide what they want to call a coach. Obvious, right? If you want to call him a coach by his name. But remember, Dion is not the media's coach. He's not the coach of the local beat writer or the radio guy or the television newsreader. He's not that guy's coach or that woman's coach. The media and the coaches they cover, they are actually in that relationship peers. The coach is there to get publicity from the media. The media is there to get an answer. They ask questions. It's a give and take. Like anything in life, it's a give and take. That relationship is as clear as night and day. The coaches use the media to get their message out. The media uses the coach to get a quote for a story to get people to view the story, and everyone knows the rules. Everyone knows the rules. But Deion Sanders players, they're the ones that need to call him coach, not Joe Blow, the beat writer. Who cares if that guy calls you coach? Those are the people that he has to have call him coach because those are the people he coaches. I got to get them prepared to play for games. And it's not an employer-employee association with Deion Sanders and the media.
Okay, guys. That was a lot. Ben unloaded a lot. Deion felt the way that he felt. Who wants it first?
Look, man, I understand what Deion is trying to imply. You know, he wants to be respected along the same lines as a Nick Saban and – Lou Holtz and the great late Joe Paterno and all those guys. But what he has to understand is that certain people are identified by what they did or what they have done. And we relate to Deion. When you say Deion, the first thing that goes in my mind, you know what? He was the best cornerback to ever play football. And on the second note, like some people are still in awe of Deion Sanders being a football coach. Like, some people are starstruck. You can't tell me that some of those media people that walk in those rooms, that they're not starstruck by Deion because they are. And he doesn't identify to me or probably everybody outside of the program as a coach because he was so great as a football player and he had the persona, he had all the swag and all those things when he was playing. You identify Deion Sanders with playing football and not the coach. And I understand what he's trying to imply, but you can't say, I want to be spoke to as Nick. I mean, this guy has made a dynasty and created a dynasty down in Alabama. I don't think he wants to be respected in the same lines as a coach as Nick Saban is. But at the same time, he identifies as Deion, the football player. And I understand that. He wants to be called – does he want to be called Coach Prime, Coach Sanders, or Coach Deion?
I just think he wants coach involved.
Okay, listen. So this whole thing could have been avoided. The first day that Deion Sanders came on the job, and he would, if if he would have said to the media, don't call me Dion, then this whole thing never would have happened. Because this is the first time that I've heard of, you know, anybody call him Dion and him react that way. So he should have came in the door from the first day when he came in with the parade and the band and the police escort. The first day that he stepped on that podium,
I shall be known as Coach.
Yeah, call me Coach, whatever you want to be called.
Coach P, Coach Prime, Coach D, Coach Dion, Coach Sanders, but it better be Coach.
Exactly.
What you got, TJ?
I can't believe I thought I was going to be the only one on this side of the fence. Like, I don't get what the problem is. Like, I don't have a problem with Dion wanting to be addressed as Coach, and I absolutely have no problem with the reporter calling him Dion. If you wanted to be addressed a certain way, you should have specified that first meeting with the media. Now, let me say this. We've all played. I didn't address all my coaches as Coach, and I'm sure you guys didn't either. Jackson, Hugh J, what's up, man? I didn't say Coach you. Sometimes I did. Sometimes I didn't. It was Hugh J. Even with Coach Lewis.
I didn't call any of my coaches Coach. It was always their initial or their name.
Exactly. And so when you put the players have to call him Coach, sometimes the players don't even call him Coach. I would address Dion. I ain't calling him Dion. I'm calling him Prime. But to put the coach in front of it, if that's what you want, specify that so they know. And if he doesn't call you with the coach in front of it, I don't see the big deal. I don't know what's going on, why he made a big deal about it, but he wants a certain type of respect that he assumes other coaches receive that he's not receiving. But I don't really see the big deal in a Dion, and he got upset about that. To me, that's baffling.
All right, I'm gonna say this. I disagree with both of you.
We know.
I vehemently disagree with you both. But because here's the thing about it. In the moment of time where he called him Dion and Dion corrected him, he didn't correct him and go into saying you wouldn't call Nick Saban that. He said, call me Coach. And when the dude had back and forth with him, then that was when he used Nick Saban as an example and as a reference. You're saying he should have said that coming into it, but he said it in the meeting. My whole thing is this. The stories that the examples that you're giving are correct, but in context, you're giving examples of people who are familiar with one another. If I don't know you and you don't know me, you don't call me by my first name in a professional environment.
He may feel like he's familiar with
you. You don't call me by my first name in a professional environment. If I'm Coach Arrington or if I'm Coach Hushmanzada or if I'm Coach Plexico Burris, Coach Burris, and we are in a professional setting and you are interviewing me, then if I tell you I would like to be referred to as Coach, then that's a professional courtesy that should be extended by that person in the media.
I guess I'm different.
Because you don't know you. If I don't know you, like Ben,
but
Ben
they
said
feel like
his,
they know you because they've seen
I don't
you
care
on
if you
TV.
Feel like, but I don't care that, if you feel like good. You know me. I don't care if you feel like you know me. If I correct you because you don't know me and I'm setting a standard. See, right now, what Dion's fighting to do is create respect. And not just respect for him.
Come on, man.
Dion is fighting to create respect for the school.
You don't think they respect Dion Sanders?
Yes, they do. Hold on, y'all. I let y'all talk. I let y'all talk. Don't talk over me. I let y'all talk. Let me have my moment here. All right? Let me have my moment. He is trying to build respect for not only the Jackson State School, but for HBCU athletics in general. Now, the way I looked at it was, if you don't command respect for yourself in that moment where you said, just call me Coach Dion. It was a casual moment, call me Coach Dion. You say you don't want to call him Coach Dion, but if you call Nick Saban, if Nick requested you or required you to call him Coach Saban, you would get cussed out if you didn't do it. And that is true. He would not be allotted an interview if he disrespected Nick Saban.
That is not
who
true.
Said that's disrespect?
That's considered to be disrespect. That's disrespectful.
Nick Saban was asked this question by the media on Wednesday. The reporter asked Nick Saban, say, how do you respond to what happened with Deion Sanders the other day at Media Day? Nick Saban said, he said, you know what? It doesn't matter what you call me.
Ding,
I've been called everything. I've been called Nick. I've been called Nick Saban. I've been called Coach. Whatever the media asked me, I respond to. And that was his response.
Look at the vantage point of where Nick Sanders
was wrong.
Look at the vantage point, and maybe he was. I mean, and you played for him, so I'm not going to go against your judgment on it, but I will say
this. That's what he said. It's not a judgment.
Right. But I mean, you're right. But I'm saying your judgment in terms of what Nick Saban would, you would think he would handle it. I'm not going to go against what you're thinking. All I'm going to say is this, is that he is coming from a very, very different vantage point in terms of how he views what people call him. Okay. Because he's so far in his career, he has done so much, has accomplished so much. I mean, he's the greatest college coach in the history of college football at this point in time, and that's not easily done. So for him to sit there and say that, you're saying that with a whole lot of accolades, a whole lot of accomplishments behind you. So certain things aren't going to matter. I don't need you to respect what you already know is respected. This is the Crimson Tide. This is Alabama. This is Power 5 football. This is the perennial powerhouse of national champions in college football. He doesn't have to necessarily have that type of standard in terms of how he's carrying things. But when you are at the bottom of the crate and you do not have that representation, you do not have that reputation, you do not have that understanding from everyone that's out there, and you're trying to create a standard, if that man is trying to create a standard, there shouldn't be beef surrounding why Deion Sanders is wanting and expecting respect on how he's addressed. Because if he's not respected by the media, then that will turn into something else. Then how do you expect your players to respect you? How do you expect your players to
man,
look at themselves with respect?
Sanders, man, this dude is Deion
but
Sanders.
But Deion Sanders does not make Jackson State. Deion Sanders does not make Jackson State.
You know
those
what?
Players have to make Jackson State.
You know what?
So there has to be
about
a standard.
Respect, win games. You get respect. Very simple.
It's a black college. It isn't that simple.
Yes,
it isn't
is.
That simple to just win games.
If they start
because
winning,
they're not going to get the type of exposure that other schools would get.
They're going to get exposure because Deion Sanders is
that's
the coach.
Correct.
That's number one. And if they win games too, they'll get more exposure. You and I both know that the case because Deion Sanders is a coach. If they win with him being that coach, exposure will be there plenty.
He's setting a standard. All right, listen up, guys. 877-996-6369. We want to hear from you. Do you have an opinion on this? Did Deion overreact? Did he not overreact? I personally think if you're going to interview a guy that says, you know what, I don't know you that well, call me, reference me as this, and you decide not to do it and he doesn't want to do the interview, I think he's well within his rights to do it. But if you're listening to TJ and Plexico, Prime overreacted. Handle it like a man, Prime, and don't get too prideful about the situation. We want to hear from you. You're listening to Up On Game. TJ Hutchmanzada, Plexico Burris. I'm LeVar Arrington. Later in the show, we'll have some conversation. This vaccination deal, DeAndre Hopkins had some interesting things to say about it. We'll delve into that. But first, we're going to talk about this Deion Sanders situation on the other side of this break. All right, welcome back into the show. You're listening to Up On Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Hutchmanzada, Plexico Burris. We'll be talking about Giannis in a couple minutes, and we'll be bringing up the Aaron Rodgers days of our lives. As the world turns, so do the days of our lives. We'll continue to talk a little bit about that daytime soap drama. But as of right now, we're talking about Coach Deion Sanders. Did he overreact or did he not? Before we go to the call lines, because the call lines are melting down, Plexico Burrs, we're going to go to Ralphie in the back. Ralphie has 30 years of experience in the media. Old head, old school, war tested. What say you on this topic, Ralphie?
Coaches go by their name.
Okay.
Plain and simple.
Plain and simple.
NFL, college, basketball, football, it doesn't matter.
But you don't
it's
think
by
that,
name.
But when he said,
you asked him a question. Let him finish, right. LeVar.
Yeah, he said by name.
By name.
Okay, so when he said, can you address me as coach?
No.
So you would have just let him walk away. It's like, okay, then there's no more interviewing Deion.
He just gave me a story.
Wow. Well, it did turn into a story.
I mean, he's gave me more of a story there than if he acted like a professional. Let's be real. He did not act like a professional.
Wow.
And this is what we're talking about.
And he said, I'll tell you what he said. He said, so you treat me like you treat Nick Saban. And the guy said, okay, Deion, because that's how you treat Nick Saban. You say, Nick, here's a question.
Oh, that's an interesting perspective.
I mean, you play it back, that's what happened.
That I mean, from perspective's sake, yeah. I mean, in context, yeah.
And quite honestly, I'm not going to have a lower level, and let's be real, this is lower level college football coach disrespect me as a professional media guy.
Ooh.
Which Dion did.
He kind of did.
There you go.
Damn.
And I'll give you this, more than likely, most of the people on that call had more experience at their job than Dion does at his.
You ain't playing.
Wow.
It's the truth.
Hitting them with straight facts.
When you see a reporter that says coach, you know this is somebody who's brand new. And he's intimidated.
I am blown away. Like, I had to pick my face up off of the floor because that was a mic drop take. All right, let's go to Virginia Beach. Brian in Virginia Beach, what you got?
Yeah, what's good, my man?
What's happening?
So, I personally think that he did overreact on that. But Dion does that. If you watch him in anything he does on TV, whenever it's a one-on-one or he's trying to analyze, he always overdoes it. But it's like this. When we call, because I think Ben Mallon was talking about peers or whatnot. When we call in, none of us that have called, very few have ever played in the NFL that can actually consider themselves peers to y'all three brothers. But when I call, I still say LeVar. I still say TJ. Still say Plex. Because in Madden, I said, you know, I got TJ. That's my number one receiver. Mm-hmm. So when we call, we get an opportunity to talk to TJ, not, you know, NFL superstar TJ or Super Bowl winning Plex. It would be strange for you all to receive your introduction like that when it comes down to your callers. So we're not even peers to you all, and we associate with, you know, because we relate to what you all have done, try to idolize, you know, and try to look up to what you all have done to try to maybe mimic some of that in life, even if it's not in sports. And for Dion, if he wants to actually be a face of an HBCU, the last thing you want to do is be emotional, because as black people, that's the first thing people say. We're emotional.
Brian, so you on it today, bro. You are on it.
So, I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, the brother, he's in a great position.
Beach.
I understand what he might be trying to do, but he's going about it the wrong way, because that's not what we need. We don't need to be overt. We need to be professional. But professionality comes down to being, be who you are, but understand, too, you all have to be who you are for everybody on your team. And that's not a good look.
Wow, good shot. You know,
Virginia
good
shot, Beach
Brian.
In the house with a hell of a
good
comment.
Shot, Brian. All right.
That is how the people from my hometown
I knew you was gonna
come
say.
On the show and drop bombs. That's what I'm talking about.
Let's go to Austin, Texas.
That was great.
That was good.
Yes.
What you got, Taz?
Hey, I think that Deion Sanders overreacted. I think he's making it all about him. I've been Deion Sanders, as we know of him, for about 25, 26 years now. I'm 46 years old, and everybody know him as Neon Deion, Primetime, Coach, you know, names like that. So when a reporter addressed him, I think he addressed him to what he accustomed, you know, him knowing him by, not that he was trying to be disrespectful. If he wanted to be known as Coach Sanders or Coach Deion, he should have said that on his first day of hire. I'm no longer Primetime. Call me by this.
But he did say, can you call me coach?
He did say that.
Like, everybody's saying, like, he didn't say, you know, he should have made it specified before. Like, he reminded him. Maybe he did say that in his opening addressing. But we don't know that. But we do know that he brought it back up and said, can you address me as Coach Sanders? I mean, he did bring it back up.
But then he said, you know, treat me like
thanks,
Nick.
Thanks for the call, then, Taz. That's a good opinion.
And then the media, they come and say, okay, Dion, okay. If you want to be treated like Nick, well, we call Nick Nick.
I mean, Ralphie shut it down with that one. I mean, I'm with that. And you did you said that, too, and TJ, you did as well. All right,
but
Martin.
This is what people this is what they identify him with.
But if he's trying to change the narrative of how he's identified for the sake of what he's trying to build,
well,
I don't have a problem with
yourself.
That.
You can't contradict yourself in the same sentence.
Let's go to Colorado. What you got, Martin?
Hey, Coach Arrington, how you doing?
I know where you're going with this, Martin.
Look, fellas, you know, I coach against some of my family members, some of my friends. I think it depends on the setting. If we're out having a beer, they're going to call me Martin. If I'm on the field or if I'm at practice, they're calling me Coach.
Yep.
And same thing with the reporters in the town I'm in, the local paper reporters. They're always addressing my coach. I think they need to know the setting.
Okay. That's good. I think that's a good angle, Martin. We appreciate the call.
Makes sense.
I almost feel as though this is almost based upon interpretation, because I don't know that Deion is fully wrong. Now, I have been swayed by y'all a little bit, and I hate to say that because I'm very, very strong-willed and real bullish on my opinions. I do feel conflicted now. But while I'm trying to work through my conflict on the inside, we're going to go to trending and go back to Ralphie, and he will be very professional in his delivery of what's trending in sports right now. What you got, Ralphie?
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
We got a whole lot of Olympics happening. That's right. Day one of the Olympic Games.
You better call them Olympians first.
He's in the books.
Yeah, thank you, sir. I got you. Got me deep, bro. All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Ralph.
No worries. The first gold medal going to China's Qian Yang in shooting. And through day one, China does lead the medal count with 3 gold and 1 bronze. That's okay. The U.S. has nothing.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Not a good start.
We'll get there.
But lots of team events today with the United States. U.S. softball team cruising through group play. They go to 3-0 with a 2-0 win over Mexico.
Hey, you want to talk about that field, Ralph?
No. All right. Field is a disgrace. Mm. Just a disgrace. An international disgrace.
Not local.
No.
Not state. Not national. Not
even continental.
Jeez.
This is international.
International.
And you know what? I don't know if they've got softball on Mars, so I'm going to say it's an intergalactic disgrace.
Oh, my gosh. All right. That is a disgrace.
I agree.
Of epic proportion.
As a softballer.
They go into space. Maybe you can find out.
Pause.
There we go.
TJ is a softballer. I don't know about me. I don't think I am.
No, I don't think so.
All right. Okay. All right, let's keep going.
Women's water polo team sank Japan 25-4. U.S. women's soccer team lost over the week to Sweden 3-0. They came back with a 6-1 win over New Zealand. And the men's volleyball team opened Olympic play with a sweep of France, beating them in 3 sets. Tennis action opened. Novak Djokovic, an easy 2-set straight set winner in his match.
What about equestrian riding? What we got going on? No? No love for equestrians? Okay. Hey, man, Come on, keep going, Ralphie.
Not until it's medal time.
Okay, all right. Perfect.
We're following the American teams.
I just wanted to make sure I did that because I know my daughter is listening and she's probably like, why are they not talking about the horses, Dad? But go ahead. Okay.
If she was competing,
yeah,
she'd be leading off.
I know that's right. Thank you, Ralphie. That's very kind of you.
Of course. And Major League Baseball getting underway. Next hour, 2:20 Eastern time, first pitch at Wrigley, Arizona at the Chicago Cubs. But right now we send it back to the fellas. It is.
Go and get it. Come on, get it.
Hop on.
Awesome, man. We appreciate the update, Ralphie. All right, let's keep it going. I mean, this seems to be a very, very interesting hot button topic. Let's go to Cincinnati. Let's go to G-Dub. What's up, G-Dub?
What's going on, fellas? How's it going, man?
All right.
What up?
Let me give my respects. LeVar, much respect, dude.
Okay. All right.
Flax, absolutely much respect, dude.
Okay.
TJ, you were my Bengal guy, man. You, Chad, Carson, and the crew. So okay. You know I got much love for you.
Love.
Defend you on Cincinnati radio.
Mad love.
But LeVar, king of the mammals, can I speak my truth today, brother?
Go ahead and speak your truth, sir.
With all due respect, I got high offense to what Ralph Irvin said. I got high offense plaque to what your boy said, calling from your own city of Virginia Beach.
Mm.
This whole idea that Deion got to somehow keep it down, because you know what they say about us, being extroverted? That's like telling you guys you can't get 3 guys together because you know y'all might keep it too real. You can't be like Jonas Marks or Hart.
Hold on. Jonas is good people. Come on. Keep Jonas away from that. Come on. All right. Go ahead. Keep going. Come on.
Nope. I'm saying this in the nature in which he said it.
Now, you can go at TJ and Plex because they're here, because they can respond to you, but Jonas is not here to defend himself.
That's what I'm about to do.
Okay.
And Ralph.
Okay. And Ralph is here. Ralph, do you have the mic on? Do you have your headphones on? Do you have your headphones on, Ralph?
Agree with you, LeVar, because the point is, let me ask you, that reporter that Deion talked to, was it like Matt Lauer or Lester Holt or somebody? I mean, was he like a big time guy on the college football stage?
I did not know who he was. I don't think people knew who he was.
Oh, that makes my argument better then. Because for Ralph to say, well, you know, that lower level, Ralph, I played it at HBCU.
Oh, you're offended.
State University in Frankfort, Kentucky. It's not the lower level. And if they had a Mount Rushmore, 11 on each side, probably a quarter of them would be HBCU guys. Titans in the NFL.
But G-Dub, it is no. When you compare it to Alabama, it is your truth. I understand that,
okay,
but the reality of it is that Deion is, I'm sorry, I don't want to talk over you. Go ahead.
Deion is in another space, which brings me to Plaques.
Okay.
Plaques, I think I know you, man. You play. I remember the touchdown catch in the Super Bowl. I remember you when you played for Pittsburgh, and I hated you because I was a Bengal fan. I remember you at Michigan because I was Ohio State fan.
Michigan State.
But I was Ohio State fan.
That's your truth, though.
But the point being, after you retired and you became a Dr. Plaques, I would address you as Dr. Burrs. I wouldn't say, what's that, Plaques? That wouldn't happen. And that's the point. Mm. I know LeVar, but I wouldn't, if he's the president, the CEO of Google, we couldn't go into a production meeting and I'd say, what's up, King of the Mammals?
Mm. What would you call me when I walked in? What would you call me?
Mr. Arrington.
Mr. Arrington.
I've worked in corporate America.
You definitely would call me Mr. Arrington if I was the CEO, and that ain't no joke. I agree with you there.
District manager or my supervisor.
Depending on the relationship. If I'm familiar with him, if you're familiar with that CEO, you might call him by his first name.
Right, but not when we in that meeting together. When we are in the fantasy football and we're doing our draft and we drinking beer and acting a fool like we didn't do during the corporate hours between 9 and 5, I get that.
So you're saying respect the gangster. Respect it.
I respect the game. And the point is, we call plenty of people coaches. I played football. I called them coach. And, you know, I'm old school. I'm 53 years old, guys, so maybe that's just me. I'm as old as Ralph, or maybe he older. Mm. You guys have a good one.
All right, we appreciate you, D-Dub. All right.
LeVar, I will say that, you know, the guy from Virginia is right. You also, and the guy that just got a phone from Cincinnati, I think ultimately it comes down to the setting, just like you.
Yeah, I agree.
In a professional environment.
Professional environment.
I can understand what
you're
saying.
If somebody wants you to address them professionally in a professional environment,
I don't have a problem with that.
Then you might as well just, like, it would have took 2 seconds. Call me Coach Sanders. Okay, Coach Sanders, what? Then ask your question. It could have been over that quickly. He wanted to turn it into that. Like, in my opinion, he wanted to turn it into that. Like, if he just asked that, it is what it is. But let's keep it moving. Let's go into, we got Coach Nashville. What you got, bruh?
Yes, sir, gentlemen, hello. How are you doing?
All right.
Kentucky State University, we're representing here.
All right.
Whether Coach Sanders overreacted, underreacted, it's purely subjective. But what I would say is that on his initial press conference, he did ask him to introduce him as Coach Prime. I didn't hear anything about Coach Prime. That's what he asked to be introduced as, but he was just called another name, which to me is, you know, from junior pro all the way up. If you're a coach, you're a coach. That's how you address.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, appreciate it, Coach. And you came on the call as coach.
As,
so
as coach.
How about that? Let's go to our guy, Hank, in Chesapeake. What you got, Hank?
Hey.
Gentlemen, the best show on radio without question.
Oh, well, thank you.
You guys are always on the hot topic. You're always up on game. LeVar, don't give up on your convictions too quick. And your point was
they
perfect.
They were beating me down pretty good, though. And Ralphie came in and put the nail in the coffin, I think.
We're about to pull the nails out. I got a big pry bar.
Okay.
You were right. As soon as you said, you know, address me as coach. Can you imagine Deion Sanders, right, comes down to Jackson State, HBCU, and the first press conference is call me Coach Sanders, don't call me Deion? That's not going to go over well either. That's going to be like, oh, look at him, you know, trying to be big ups already. You're at HBCU, we'll call you what you want. No, as soon as that man said call me coach, you know, don't call me Deion, if I'm the reporter, I'm like Coach Sanders. You know, that's just – If that's what the man wants, then you got to honor that request. To me, the guy who started the controversy was the guy who called him Deion the second time. Hmm. You know, who are you, man? If I tell you to call me Coach Sanders and I'm the coach of the team, that's what you call me. As simple as that.
I appreciate it, Hank. I just, like, for me, when my first take on it was, if you don't command respect in a certain manner and create the accountability and the standard, then how are you going to represent that to your players? That was my first take on it. Now, you guys have given me more to think about, and I have been open to that in this moment thinking of it, but I'm just being honest. If I know when I went to Maranatha, Maranatha is not known for being for sports, not known for being good at it or, you know, being competitive. I tried to build a standard. You are going to do things in a certain manner, in a certain way with your kids, and you're going to want them to see you handling things in a certain way so that they understand. They may, Dion knows what it is to be at the top of the game, at the top of the mountain, being respected that way. Those kids don't. And if you're going to turn them into what he believes and perceives to be a juggernaut of a program, then there has to be a mindset, there has to be a thought process that is gradually created within the minds and the belief system of the kids that you're bringing to your school. Otherwise, like, there'll come a time where we don't say Jackson State the HBCU if Dion gets it to where he's trying to go. You won't say it's – you won't qualify it. You will not qualify it. And I think that if that's the perspective of where Prime is coming from, maybe it didn't get, you know, kind of communicated that way in that moment. But I don't have a problem with that because I enjoy rewiring guys to believe that they are worth more than what they initially thought they were. Like, I didn't know I could think more. I didn't know I could, be more accountable or expect more out of myself and expect and demand more out of others as well. So that's just my take on it. Let's take one more call. Let's take go. What you got? What you got, Plex?
Hey, I just think at the end of the day, all this has done is created more issues for Deion Sanders going forward, because I believe in the future that people in the media are just going to openly disrespect him now because he wants to be called Coach Prime or Coach Sanders or Coach Deion. What do you think they're going to say in the media? They're going to openly disrespect him in front of people and call him Deion on purpose. So it's going to be
But there's ways to combat that. And Dion, if anybody knows, there is.
It's because you disrespect them, that's going to get confrontational.
Let me tell you why this is not going to go that way. Watch. Because Dion has been media for like the last 15 years. Last how many? 12, 13, 15 years. He is media. He left media to do this.
And how does that stop the media from asking
questions? Because higher level media is not going to, they are going to go along with what Dion wants. They're not going to go along with what, that's going to be a local thing. And if local people want to like cut their nose to spite their face and not want to interview him, I can guarantee you he will find a way around that. That's just my opinion on it. He's smarter than the average bear. You got to, you know that. But I mean, we all know Prime. But anyway, listen, we're going to take a break here. We're going to transition out of this. DeAndre Hopkins, interesting. The NFL vaccination policy has him feeling a certain type of way. We'll talk about that and more on Up On Game. It's LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, Plexico Burris. We'll be right back.
Ooh, get him, Push.
Oh, you went back to Virginia Beach with it, huh?
Virginia Beach's finest.
You went on back to the Clips in Virginia Beach. Did, huh, D. Brown? That's what you did?
Virginia Beach's finest.
Welcome back into Up On Game. Yeah, man, it's been one of those topics, one of those shows. Things have gotten kind of chippy around here. We're just talking about Coach Deion Sanders, or Deion, or Prime, or Prime Time, whichever one you decide to go with. But right now, DeAndre Hopkins, guys, this whole vaccination situation that is taking place, DeAndre Hopkins feels conflicted. He feels as though this has now put him in a situation where he doesn't feel comfortable or confident with how he's being perceivably backed into a corner by the league. Here, give me the tweet, Ryan. Read the tweet, and then we'll go a little deeper into it.
Yeah, and his now deleted tweet. He said
it was deleted.
Never thought I would say this, but being in a position to hurt my team because I don't want to partake in the vaccine is making me question my future in the NFL.
As a youngster say, these youngsters nowadays, That's cap.
Hmm. So no cap on that one, huh?
Man, listen, man. It's when you really think about this in NFL players, we don't have medical insurance. So myself, Plex, LeVar, either we're paying for it or just somebody. There's so many things that we've put up with. Like LeVar running through a wall in his day to play. He's hurting himself to hurt other people. Mm. And me and Plex, we aren't doing that, but we take a lot of hits. Training camp, first day of practice, double day. You can't even walk the fourth day, but they expect you to run. You go through so much, so people are looking at this like, wow, you won't get the vaccine, but you will do all of that. You'll put up not having medical insurance when you retire, but you'll put up with it. And so there's just so many different things, but it's so much mistrust on both sides that guys are going to have these type of feelings.
All right, we're going to get Plex's opinion on this on the other side of the break. This is an interesting one that has come up because I think it's creating a lot of conflict, and you know we're going to have to figure out what's the best approach. But this is the perfect place to do it. Up on Game, LeVar, TJ, Plex, keep listening. We'll be right back.